this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I wrote. The book that is under review is one that was edited by Dirk Youngkind, and it is The Greek New Testament, produced at Tyndale House, Cambridge. It was published by Crossway and Cambridge University Press in 2017. And this Greek New Testament is 526 pages in length. This review appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 10, Number 2, in July 2018, on pages 329 to 333. And I am going to post a PDF of the review on the sermon audio entry where this version, spoken version of the review, is posted. So let's move on to the review itself. The Tyndale House Greek New Testament is a new edition of the Greek New Testament produced by several scholars at Tyndale House, an independent evangelical Christian study center in Cambridge, England. The Tyndale House Greek New Testament reflects the fruit of more than 10 years of collaboration and study by the editors. In addition to the print version, the Tyndale House Greek New Testament will eventually be freely available in an online edition. The work is organized into four main parts. Part one is a preface found on pages Roman numeral 7 to Roman numeral 8. Part two is the Greek text of the New Testament found on pages 1 through 504. Part three is the introduction found on pages 505 to 524. And part four is the acknowledgments found on pages 525 and 526. The preface explains that this Greek New Testament is, quote, based on a thorough revision of the great 19th century edition of Samuel Prideaux Tregelis, end quote, and, quote, aims to present the New Testament books in the earliest form in which they can be attested, end quote, page Roman numeral 7. The evangelical nature of this work is evident in the preface's declaration, quote, the focus of these sacred scriptures is, of course, on the person of Jesus Christ, presented on page after page as the unique Son of God, end quote, page Roman numeral 8. When turning to the New Testament text, the reader will note that the order of the books departs from the standard found in most contemporary Bibles. It has the four Gospels, Acts, the Catholic epistles from James to Jude, the Pauline epistles, including Hebrews, and Revelation. The reader will also be struck by the use of ekthesis paragraph divisions, the first line set to the left margin with the rest of the paragraph inset. The editors later explain that though this may seem eccentric, it is according to ancient custom and is at least equal, as they put it, in elegance to modern indentation, page 512. The text generally takes up most of the space on the page, while the critical apparatus is minimal. The introduction, which the editors place after the text, explains the distinctive approach to this edition. The editors note how this work began as a revision of Tregelis' Greek New Testament used by Westcott and Hort. They assert that Tregelis had been, quote, undeservedly ignored, end quote, and that the present edition is in part an attempt, quote, to compensate for this oversight, end quote, page 505. In keeping with Tregelis' method, the editors required each reading in their text to have the support of at least two Greek witnesses, one of which had to be dated to the 5th century or earlier. The updated work, of course, benefits from advancements made since Tregelis' times, including the discovery of the papyri, and the study of scribal habits. Thus, the revision became, quote, more thoroughgoing, end quote, and resulted in, quote, a completely new edition, end quote, page 506. Like Westcott and Hort, the editors maintain that the value of this edition is not in the apparatus, but in the text itself. Unlike the modern scholarly Greek handbooks, whether the Nestle-Lalande or the United Bible Society's editions, the apparatus in the Tyndale House Greek New Testament does not include versional or patristic evidence. The editors, nevertheless, assert their confidence that no such evidence, quote, was strong enough to change the decision we made on the basis of the Greek manuscripts, end quote, page 507. The apparatus, then, attempts to focus on the earliest Greek manuscripts, the papyri and the uncials or majuscules. The only minuscules consistently cited are manuscript 69 and 1424, quote, since these are diverse and significant textual witnesses, end quote, page 516. The editors note their aim was to produce, quote, a text with a high degree of directly verifiable antiquity, end quote, by seeking, quote, to consider the most ancient Greek testimony wherever feasible, end quote, page 507. This method necessarily means that the Tyndale House Greek New Testament contains no conjectural emendations. The editors note their desire, quote, to constrain editorial choice, quote, as, quote, a check on editorial fallibility and eccentricity, end quote, page 505. This appears to stand in contrast to the recent development of the coherence-based genealogical method, primarily among German scholars, and its application in 2012 to the Catholic epistles in the Nestle-Lalande 28th edition, which sometimes reflects preferences for readings based on later witnesses, but also offers a notable conjecture in at least one verse, 2 Peter 3:10. The editors further note that their text-driven method led them to seek, quote, to present the Greek text with as little interruption as possible, end quote, page 515. This meant the general avoidance of, quote, scholarly signs with the text, end quote, and not setting off Old Testament quotations in special type, page 515. To optimize readability, the lowercase is generally used, including the title Christos. One key technical sign used in the apparatus, however, is a diamond in places where the editors believe it is difficult to adjudicate conclusively among the variants. In turning to examine the text of the Tyndale House Greek New Testament, we can begin by examining how this edition handles the two textual disputes within the New Testament that encompass the most verses, the ending of Mark 16:9-20, and the pericope adulterae, John 7:53-8:11. First, with regard to the ending of Mark, the Tyndale House Greek New Testament includes Mark 16:9-20 without brackets. After Mark 16:8, however, it inserts a Greek note taken from minuscule 1, which is translated as follows in the apparatus. Quote, in some of the copies, the evangelist finishes here, up to which point also Eusebius of Pamphilius made canon sections. But in many, the following is also contained, end quote. The so-called shorter ending, now regularly inserted into the text proper, in the modern critical handbook edition of the Greek New Testament, editions of the Greek New Testament, does not appear in the text of the Tyndale House Greek New Testament, though it is listed as a variant in the apparatus. Second, with regard to the pericope adulterae, the editors make a more radical decision by removing John 7:53-8:11 entirely from the text proper and relegating it to the apparatus. Aside from these major variants, scores of significant editorial decisions are reflected in the Tyndale House Greek New Testament. In general, the Tyndale House Greek New Testament follows most of the decisions found in the modern critical text in, quote, correcting, end quote, the majority and received texts. Thus, it relegates the doxology of the Lord's Prayer at Matthew 6:13b to the apparatus, omits Acts 8:37, and reads the pronoun ha or he rather than the noun theos, God, at 1 Timothy 3:16. In other places, it offers slight divergences from the modern handbooks. At John 1:18, for example, it adopts the text reading, quote, only begotten Son, end quote, rather than, quote, only begotten God, end quote. At Luke 23:34, it includes Christ's intercessory prayer for those who crucify him without brackets, though the apparatus marks the variant with a diamond. The three heavenly witnesses, or Coma Johanneum, 1 John 5:7b to 8a, is omitted from the text proper, but the apparatus provides an extended survey of minuscule evidence. One of only two places in the Tyndale House Greek New Testament apparatus where such extra emphasis is given, the other being at Hebrews 2:9. See the introduction, page 516. In the Catholic epistles, it should be noted that in Jude 5, the Tyndale House Greek New Testament adopts the reading reflected in the NA 28, reading Jesus rather than Lord. In 2 Peter 3:10, however, consistent with its Tregalian methodology, it does not include the conjectured negative particle, as in the NA 28, though it does use the variant verb, eurethestai, rather than the received text, kata ka esthai. In the final analysis, the Tyndale House Greek New Testament is a visually attractive printed edition of the Greek New Testament. It is inspired by the text-critical approach of Tregelis and focuses on the earliest extant Greek manuscripts of the New Testament, the papyri and uncials. It reflects the modern reconstructionist method of text criticism, which emerged in the 19th century and eventually led to the toppling of the Textus Receptus as the standard text among most Protestants, including evangelicals. It also departs at points, however, from the current trends manifest in the application of the coherence-based genealogical method in the Editio Critica Major and in the most recent critical handbooks produced by the Institute for New Testament Studies in Munster and the United Bible Societies. As noted, this reflects an effort, quote, to constrain editorial choice, end quote, as, quote, a check on editorial fallibility and eccentricity, end quote, page 505, and appears to be in keeping with a long history of both Anglo adaptation and dissent from German higher criticism. Any edition of the Greek New Testament, by definition, will be a specialty publication aimed at a limited audience. Greek texts of the New Testament are usually read by pastors, scholars, Bible translators, and theologians, as well as by seminary and Bible students aspiring to those callings. It seems unlikely that this edition will gain such a following or usage that it will unseat the popular modern critical handbooks. Scholars will probably continue to prefer the editions overseen by Munster, and mainstream Protestant and evangelical seminaries will also continue to use their latest handbook editions. The Tyndale House Greek New Testament has enough peculiarities within it, the ordering of the books, the ecthetic paragraph divisions, the lack of versional and patristic citations in the apparatus, the removal of traditional passages like the Pericope Adulterae from the main text, to make it more of a boutique edition of the Greek New Testament. The 20th century gave us the explosion of modern English translations. Will the 21st give us as many versions of the Greek text? Adherence to the majority text might be thankful for some things in the Tyndale House Greek New Testament, like the preface's acknowledgement of this book as a Christ-focused religious text, the assumption of traditional readings in places like John 1:18, and the lack of brackets around Mark's familiar ending. But they may be unhappy with other things. The Tyndale House Greek New Testament may also reflect newly awakened concerns among some evangelicals about the directions in which the coherence-based genealogical method may lead. Despite all the scholarly erudition reflected in this work, however, the question remains as to whether modern text-critical methodology will ever be able to offer a scholarly approximation of the text. Here ends the review. You can subscribe to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's Sermon Audio podcast feed on iTunes to receive sermons, podcasts, and book reviews like this one.